A lot of debating going on. Which is our best movie? So we're almost finished with these voiceovers. And when this started, this was number two on my list. So I'm going to see how well this holds up. Because this was our second movie we shot together.
It was.
So it'd be something if the second movie we did ends up being the best or one of the best. Because we've learned a lot from since this movie. But sometimes that happens, even with artists. Like, sometimes your best movie or your best album is your first, you know, because you said what you needed to say.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of trying to replicate that.
Right.
And you move forward.
Right.
And I think this says a lot. We didn't know it at the time. Moving forward, it said a lot of things we wanted to say.
Yes.
Nudity, sex, violence.
Politics,
classism, racism,
gentrification,
betrayal with the twist. There's a lot there. The exploitation element of it.
What you just probably saw was the fastest opening credit roll in the history of film. Let's get right into it. But yeah, so like the first, this was like part of the first wave of movies where you had several synopses, maybe like 10 or 20.
So let me ask
and
you.
I think we decided to go House of the Damned first because we figured it would be easier to shoot. And it was in the cold, it was in the winter, so it was mostly internal. This we shot maybe 3 or 4 months after the middle of the summer. So, It was definitely more elaborate. Maybe all kind of came out about the same time. And to your point, sometimes that first wave of things that you do is your whole life up to that moment. So there's a lot there. You know, sometimes between the second and third and the fourth and the fifth, it's just the time between those. So the first ones are often, they can be the best until they show you the experience.
Yeah. Do people even play CeeLo anymore? Is that something?
I don't know if they played it then.
It was pretty dated when we did it. I just remember people did it when I was a kid, and I was like, all right, what the hell do ghetto people do? It's like I'm around them all the time, but I don't really interact with them. Because where they were hanging out was where a lot of the ghetto people hung out in my neighborhood, but I never spoke to any of them.
Right.
We were even talking last night. My friend Ola lived with me for a short period of time.
Right.
He knew all those guys within a short period of time. I lived there for years.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the name of one of them, and they all hung out across my street. They even hung out on my steps before we got a gate up.
Mm-hmm.
It was real awkward after we bought the place because there's no gate in the front.
Yeah.
And the place was like, I guess, not anyone's for a while. And they just got used to hanging out there.
Right.
So it was awkward like getting them away from there as their hangout spot. So.
Yeah, when I first started going over to your old house, it was like we'd be out on the street, like hanging out, like they were playing football, whatever they were doing. I'm like, hey, you know these guys? And we're like, huh?
Why would I want to know them?
This just got here. They jump all over coaching and shit, son. I know, right?
So this is actually the second cast for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We had a full cast with three guys and a girl, but I think what happened was, usually with us, when you're talking about sex, nudity, misogynism, stuff like that, the girls are usually the one that drop off. With the first cast, the girl came, the guys didn't come. I think Jeff was the only one that came. Jeff was part of the first cast, wasn't he, or was he not? Jeff was always there. And I think it was some rap guy and some guy that was like, he said he was the cousin of J-Lo or something. But it was a really soft first group. And then definitely getting Carlito and Hugh helped. Hugh wasn't great with the sexual stuff, but he was great with the ad-libbing. And then Carlito was great with the ad-libbing and the rape scene.
Hi, you must be Mr. Foster.
He
was the second guy cast in this role too.
Yeah.
I think we actually shot scenes with the first guy. I don't know, maybe we didn't finish, but the first guy shot scenes with Eve, I believe. Because I remember that blowjob scene the other guy shot.
Wow,
maybe he didn't come back for the other stuff, but I do remember we shot with the other guy.
Okay.
And it couldn't have been with the first girl because we didn't shoot anything with the first girl.
Picture of your living room in it, so
That's an interesting shot of you in a living room, like a bird's eye kind of shot. We never did. This is the first time I've seen this angle.
Yeah, I think maybe we didn't want to move too many things around or something.
Yeah.
There would be the couch where the camera is, so maybe we just push the couch back.
But of all the times we've shot in this area, it's the first time I've seen
the birds are
shooting down. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first time. We're always like eye level in there.
Yeah.
All of your books. Dancing with the Devil.
So here you can hear some of the racial elements. So the racial elements was not part of the first script at all. The first script, I don't remember. It was either my friends, Javon and Walter and Damien, the group I hung out with at the time. Either we went to a video store and we rented I Spit on Your Grave, and then I brought it up to you, or you brought it up to me, and then we saw it. However it played out, you suggested that would be a good idea for our next movie.
Yes. Yeah. And then I was very surprised that you wanted to use a white girl as the victim. That was like, whoa, like that's adding a layer to it.
But it,
yeah,
it didn't have anything to do with the script though,
no,
until the second draft.
Yes.
She just happened to be white. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, dude, like that's deep. Like we're now going further with this than I thought.
Yeah.
And that just kind of like was the movie. Like we just kept pushing the boundaries and pushing the limits of things throughout the movie.
Yeah, because it was really originally for a young white girl who was rich.
Yes.
And we got actually a young rich white girl, literally. She fit all that criteria. After the first group of guys didn't come, by the time we got the second group of guys, she fell out the project. It could have been she's a girl with money, she showed up to the hood, she's like, What the hell am I doing? Like, thank God they didn't come. Like I got out of this situation unscathed.
Yeah.
But whatever reason, she didn't end up showing back up. When we got the second group of guys and we got Eve, she was older than what I wanted.
Yeah.
And she didn't fit the personality type of what I wanted.
Right.
She was like this real savvy girl from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's white, but she's very much a New Yorker.
She was from Massachusetts before. She was a
virgin ass. From originally.
Yeah.
But I'm saying she lived in the Bronx.
Yeah,
when she talks, you can hear she's not a native New Yorker. But like, she's a savvy person. She's not going to be conned and manipulated. So it's like, I had to change the script to fit the new person. Yeah, so the rewrite with all the racism and all the mean-spiritedness came from having even the role.
He was all up in their snatches, yo. I think I would do it for a white chick.
These guys have such deep philosophical discussion.
Yeah.
But we lucked out with Eve because not only was she game for the scene, but she does a really good performance by her. I think this is the best performance we've had by an actor in our movies. I don't know if anyone's come close, maybe Walid a couple times. But she really brings it. And with the energy too, because that's a long rape scene in this movie. And she hits different emotions. She doesn't just, and she when we talked about it, she said like she aimed for that. She was like, I wouldn't be screaming the whole time. At certain points I would be this way, at certain points I would be that way. And hitting those different tones really made a long scene not feel monotonous, because it could be like, all right, like when is this gonna end? In a sense of like, it's just more of the same. Instead, it's when is this gonna end, and like, when is her torture gonna be over? But it's not like I'm bored, because it's like there's a range of what we're seeing.
Right. And all this stuff was scripted too. And like,
yeah, this stuff is scripted.
So it was definitely a lot of good acting.
Yeah.
And all you know, have to do is go memorizing lines and stuff. Like sometimes, you know, we've just done movies where it's a lot of ad libbing and you just like get the gist of things. But here we were scripting it out, different camera angles.
Then I'll that out.
And I'll tell you, like, there were times even with me as a camera operator in this movie where it was just hard to keep it a straight face. Like, I was, like, sitting there laughing my ass off through a lot of these scenes.
Yeah. All of the scenes with the characters are scripted. I would say maybe about 30% of the rape is scripted, just because it's so long. There are, like, points in the scene where it's like, okay, this part's scripted. Then we need you guys to take it from there, type situation. But aside from that, everything else is pretty scripted. But that rape scene is so long. If we were to script that out, oh my God, that'd be so much complicated to do.
Yeah.
It's a situation where you have to like let them take, set them up, let them take it from there, and then.
So this movie is like really next to Do the Right Thing. This movie is like the second most popular movie that comes out of Brooklyn. It really represents what the borough is. You know, it really, really speaks to Do or Die Bed-Stuy.
You really surprised me, man. I'm kind of disappointed in you. You always aim high when you talk about our movies. The idea that you would say second best is just shocking.
Well, in terms of representing, you know, Bed-Stuy, you know, okay. Yeah, as a movie, this is better.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah. There we go.
But I think he encapsulated Brooklyn a little bit more than us, but it doesn't matter. It's a better movie.
Yeah, yeah. We're on the same page. This girl was wild.
She would, yes. So her, like, we when she showed up, I know I personally was in panic mode because she said that she was very nervous driving down from wherever she was coming from.
I don't have a fucking clue what you think I did.
And she said she was so nervous she took some drugs to help her focus. But the drugs were like, oh my god, that's the worst thing you could have done is take some drugs before shooting. So we didn't, I didn't know if we were ever going to get through her scenes in this day. I had no idea. It was a tough one.
I don't know what you want me to say.
And in those days, too, this is like 20-something years ago, like almost tattoos were not as common.
No.
This was a new thing, so.
Yeah.
Her whole look and everything. And when she showed up, I was in this room with her prior to the scene, and I was running through the lines with her, and she was just all over the place. And she's like, she just broke down, and she's like, I'm sorry, I had to use drugs before this scene. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. She only had a couple of lines.
She did, yeah.
But we were in that room for hours trying to get usable takes.
Yes.
It was just unreal how long it took us to shoot her scenes.
And there was like another scene with her that's going to be coming up.
Yeah.
Where she actually got it right on the first take. And I was like, oh, thank God. it was just so weird. Like, she just spit it out on the first take. I think we did a few more takes to see if we could get it any better.
Mm-hmm.
But the first
no, take, it never got better.
The first take was usable. So,
with her, usable was gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, memo to
up-and-coming
actors, please don't use drugs before you shoot.
You know what?
It doesn't help.
Yeah.
They're never going to make you focus more.
But when you realize that white girl could care less about you, and I'm the best.
Yeah, I just never thought we'd get through this scene.
I might not be here when you make up your mind.
It took us so long to get that right.
It did.
And it's not a long scene either. That was a frustrating part.
Yeah.
It was just a couple of lines.
Yeah, with today's understanding of shooting, we probably could have got it through quicker.
Yeah, if we wishmaned it.
In those days, we were just really trying to get the script out the right way and get every line in that we could. So
yeah,
that made a lot of sense.
If we either wishmaned it or ad-libbed it, we could have probably got through.
Yeah, we could have got through that much quicker. Those were different times when we expected everything to be by the book.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Yeah, this is the part that pisses people off that watch the movie. When they realize she's a bitch. And we're going to have to root for this girl.
Are we? So I said, like, this was truly a formula for Full Circle going forward, where, like, it's you have a character who's going through shit, but they just do things along the way that make it hard to pull for them. And with her, after this scene, I'm like, oh, man, now we gotta hold it. I don't know, man. In some ways, it's like, you know, are they getting revenge against her for being a white supremacist? Or where's this really going now?
Yeah, yeah.
So is he setting her up for the ring because of all the shit she's talking?
Yeah, yeah.
This is not an innocent woman here.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Exactly.
He's heartbroken.
Yeah. Lots of shades of gray here.
He showed up with a book or something for her, like a present.
And then he tries to hit on me?
Just looking at that TV shows you how old this movie is.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's even color.
It's not black and white. It had to be. Oh, he's heartbroken.
Yeah.
He's devastated.
I saw him not at any time recently, but years after we shot this with a white girl in Manhattan.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So this was originally scored to Ghetto Boys music.
Right.
Yeah.
What? What up, Abe?
But I contacted the label. I was able to find the label, contacted, get a number. And it was just such a hood situation where it's just like, I'm just talking to a nigga on the street. It's right. Like, dude, like, right. Is this like a business? Did I get the right number? Like, did I get someone's, you know, like someone's home line or something? And I got the legitimate place, but I just couldn't get anywhere with them. And it wasn't like, oh, we're right. broke, or like, oh, the movie's too offensive.
Right.
It's like I could have been Warner Brothers. It's right. like I just couldn't get to a point where he would even tell me like a quote.
Right.
For like, right. you know, it's not like I said, oh, it's a low budget movie, oh, we don't have any money, or there's right. rape. Right. Never got to any of that. It was just like a real hood situation. So here's just a sequence of scenes, I think, where it's going to go back and forth.
Old Mike Tyson thing. That was way back in the day.
Yeah. We're going to get some back and forth now with the girls, the guys, the girls, the guys, and the girl, the guys, until tension builds. That was my old bootleg cable, I think. You know? What was I paying for cable like that? I don't even remember.
I'm saying you're paying now. Maybe less, who knows?
Yeah, here she's getting her book done. Mm-hmm. So I saw some niggers when I came in here, and now I think you're obsessed with me.
And one thing I'll tell you is, like, this was so fucking hot. Wendy! Like, every scene here, I just remember being fucking inferno. Mm-hmm. Because, like, we had lights on. It was, like, July or August. Mm. We couldn't have an AC or fans or anything while we were
audio, shooting. Yeah.
And it was just smoking hot doing every scene.
Yeah. I remember we built up, like, a little crowd here when we were shooting this scene. Mm-hmm. A bunch of kids and a bunch of people watching us.
Right.
And after every take, they'd be cheering and reacting.
But she slammed the door, they all
go crazy. Yeah!
Yeah, we got the
door slammed. Yeah, they love that shit. Yeah.
Look at Hugh's leg, it's so skinny. Yeah, you always had that fucking hide in the front of your house every time I pull up to go there. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
I'd be driving down the street, it looked like there was a place.
There's a hydrant
right there.
Yeah, it was always a gamble with people. They'd either try to cover up the hydrant and just risk it, or they just look for another spot.
Well, I'm flattered that you and your friend would want to keep me company, but I'm gonna have to pass.
Yeah, this was a pain in the ass because it kept swinging. So she just had to hold it steady with her hand. It's getting messing up takes.
Look, I already told you I came here to get some work done, not to socialize. And truth be told, I'm sure you and your friends are very nice, but really not interesting.
That's the nicest way anybody ever told me to go fuck myself.
You know what? If you want to take it personally, whatever.
Wow.
I don't have time. Bye, Nissan.
I love her lack of fear of them too.
Yeah.
That's the kicker.
But see, that's kind of like the new generation of people who moved into these neighborhoods. Where they come in and they don't respect what's there.
Yeah.
You know, they move in and within like a minute, they're calling in noise complaints, and they don't like this, they don't like that. It's like they're, it really is real. Where, you know, you figure back in the day, if you move into a new neighborhood, you at least try to acclimate to it. And, you know, people are out blasting music at all hours of the night. That's the neighborhood you move into. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, but this new crop of people moving in, it's like from, they're coming from like different states, Iowa, Montana. They move into a black neighborhood that's been historically black for a long time, but they, you know, they want to change it to suit them. Mm-hmm. And this is how it is.
I think he was right. Her nipple was off her.
Well, it was hot.
Look, I already told you.
But yeah, by the time I was leaving, there's a lot of white people moving into that neighborhood.
Oh, fuck, that whole that style is just swamped with white people.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people who bought those houses back in the 70s and 80s, you know, just sold for big money. Cashed out and left. This was definitely a little bit ahead of the curve, a lot ahead of the curve, but it did gentrify.
I love that little subtle line by Hugh. There's a schoolyard full of shorties. Just casually dropping, you know, the pedophilia.
I remember that street too. We used to go over there and shoot because there were like not a lot of cars.
No, I think it was like those were factories right there by the gates or something.
Yeah.
So it was a good place to shoot. We shot a lot there.
Of course, you get the obligatory ice cream, Mr. Smoothie. A little bit of weed going on.
Yeah.
This is one of the last scenes we shot, right?
It might have been. Yeah. I'll buy you
a dime bag.
This is one of the rare scenes where we had two versions of it.
Right.
So the original DVD release has a different version of this, and for this remastered version I'm putting out now, we're using the alternate version of this scene. They're both good.
They are. Different, but both good.
Yeah.
And he's still trying to hit on her after what happened.
Well, the tone of the hitting on her is going to change.
Yes, for sure. It's one of the nice white bitch.
Wait a minute, did I change this version?
No.
This looks like the original version.
This is the original, yeah.
Oh, I thought I changed it.
No, I'm looking at it only now.
Yeah, I wonder why I didn't change it. I thought I did. Maybe I downloaded the wrong one then.
Something bad's gonna happen.
That black
fucking
asshole.
Hey, y'all need to fucking get on the black hole. People.
Y'all bastard in your fucking ass.
Work, bitch.
I swear you won't fuck
bitch.
Did the cops come when this thing going on?
Cops never came.
Like a white priest, bitch.
There ain't no ecstasy over here, bitch.
We got in trouble with the cops a few times, but now we're just moving.
I'm gonna give you like a fucking altar boy.
Big ass bitch.
Fuck this bitch, yo.
I'm
gonna
do you like a fucking
altar
boy,
man.
Damn.
What's going on? Oh,
yeah, that was a tough one because we did a few takes there and they were yelling a lot of racist shit. But I remember it was really early that morning.
Yeah.
And we were just trying to get out of there before people like started hearing us. Because they were doing a lot of racist yelling, man.
Sorry, I can't do this. Get the fuck off of me.
Why'd she have to be completely?
You just had to be. It's over.
I don't want to see you again.
You're so fucking stupid, that white bitch.
Don't you talk about her like that again. Get the fuck out of here, little hood rat.
Somewhere to talk to your wife.
Yeah, you hood rat.
Getting bad, dude.
It's This is a nightmare.
Yeah. This is pretty late. I think we had some artificial lights out here.
We had to. I can see some lights coming from
the I think they're through the window right there to the left. There's some outlets right there. Maybe you just stuff them in.
Is there a problem here?
Ain't no problem. We just talking to the lady. Well, y'all, won't you go mind your fucking business? Get the fuck out of here, Captain Saber.
Y'all make this my business. Come on, Wendy.
Good guy.
Chill.
Captain
Sable Hall right there. Manute Bowl, I think they call him too. This is real subtle, but this is where he betrays her. He gives him the keys to the apartment.
Oh my God. let it begin.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, you don't really catch that, but that's the moment he betrays her.
Yeah. And he goes and he says nice things to her. What a snake.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You know, she started it.
Don't worry about it. I was not. Wendy, there's something I've been meaning to tell you ever since you moved in.
This guy was a weird guy. I think he was giving people like acting notes and things like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize till after the fact. Mm-hmm. Like Eve came to me and said, should I do this the way you told me or the way he's telling me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then after the fact, I found out he was giving everyone notes.
Yeah. He was a weird dude too. I remember at one point at the end, he started complaining. He's like, asking, you know, like, yeah, something. I forgot what it was. I think I was asking him to do something at a certain angle. I was like, I can't take it anymore. It's just gone beyond anything I've ever imagined. Dude, he was on some weird shit.
I remember, like, he wanted to leave, and, like, we tried to make him finish.
Yeah.
And after we made a big deal about that, he just showed up the next day.
I remember that.
I'm like, what the fuck is he doing here?
Yeah.
Like, he made such a big deal about wanting to leave.
Right.
And I'm like, he just shows up unannounced the next day.
I remember that.
To watch us shoot.
I remember that happening.
I'm like, what the fuck is this guy?
What are you trying to do? Just, like, get through, like, one more scene, and he's like, he has to go, I can't take this.
I don't know what it was. He only had, like, a handful of scenes.
Yeah, it was, like, my morals and values. Compromise. It's a whole fucking thing. I'm like, the dude's going fucking crazy. And then he showed up the next day. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
He's real weird. He acted about as weird as he was.
Yeah. He's one of the few, like, true weirdos that I remember.
Yeah. He definitely isn't a weirdo.
I mean, I don't know. He was like, Jeff was weird, but this guy was something else.
Yeah. I think she really got hurt there.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's a real scream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were hurting her.
Yeah. We don't know.
No, she told me. Yeah. I think this is the only part she actually got hurt in. I think somebody grabbed her arm.
Yeah, she didn't like when they grabbed her arm.
Don't believe in that.
Full circle slap.
We needed that because they were never getting her up the stairs. It was just like, I just knock her out, just knock her out.
There's some crack smoking going on here.
Because a lot of the direction was, Eve, don't let them take you up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck
Carlito,
is that,
Hugh, get her up those fucking stairs. That was a lot of the direction. It's telling one person to do something and telling the other person to do the exact opposite. And telling them they have to do this. Eve, you cannot get up those stairs, no matter what.
Oh, a bathroom drug scene happened there. I didn't realize you were in the bathroom. Okay.
I like the casual use of the crack. It's not just some dude smoking weed. They smoke crack.
You greedy motherfucker. You're the only fucking drug dealer that smokes more than what he fucking sells.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yo, pick the bitch
up. I like the ghetto Three Stooges.
Yeah. That's a mess.
Stop. Get some motherfucking water and splash it on a motherfucking face, man.
That's Mo right there. Curly going in.
He's a thought leader.
Cutting up some drugs in the meantime.
It's gonna have a real party.
Yo, you think you got enough fucking water there?
Some sight to wake up to.
What do you want from me? Come on. Take your shit and get out.
Just to chill.
You'll be chilling with the cops.
Crack it out, man. Who the fuck you think you're going, bitch?
You'll be chilling with the cops.
Then he gets more phone, man. This is before cell phones.
He's gonna make her smoke crack. This is such a wild movie, man.
I remember, because that was part of getting her sedated, is getting her to smoke the crack.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do here.
Yeah, smoke it and I'll leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is fired up.
Like Training Day.
Mm-hmm.
How's that shit?
Oh, no. Yeah, that got her sedated. Now it just goes from there.
Yeah. What made some of these scenes even wilder is that we kept them separate. We rehearsed a lot with the guys so they would have that camaraderie. And they'd know their lines because we weren't sure like who we would cast as a woman, would she say, would she go? So we had to get through their scenes. They had to know their shit. We rehearsed with a lot of the guys. We kept them completely separated. Didn't rehearse together. We kept them in separate rooms. They only saw each other and interacted with each other once they were on screen together. I think that really added a lot to it as well with the tension.
What the fuck
are
you looking for?
Like,
I thought you didn't eat pussy, nigga. What the fuck you doing?
I told you I was
looking
for a white
chick. This part is wild. High. Look at the balance. Look at the balance on the bitch. Let me touch the bitch. Yo, I got...
In Carlito's shirt, that's real sweat.
That is real sweat.
It was
snack,
I don't know if you shot this during the day or at night, this particular sequence.
I think it would have to have been at night. Yeah. Because I remember I was rewriting the script that whole day. Then Illa was living with me at the time and he vacuumed and the power went out and I didn't save it. Then I had to rewrite it a second time.
I remember that.
I was literally handing them the script as we're shooting the scene.
I remember that. Oh, that was crazy.
Because I was like, all right, we made a bunch of changes. He was like, what? Then I started handing him the script as it was coming out the printer.
That was crazy. Days before laptops and cell phones when your power went out and you were just fucked.
Yeah.
The computers back in those days, a lot of times, didn't even save. And I remember saying to you, how come you didn't save it as you went along?
Yeah, I remember you made me alter the settings of that so it would automatically save.
That was my big issue.
Where you going?
Some of this is scripted, not all of it. So for like the rape and for this stuff, it starts off scripted, then we let them go. Because I do remember I scripted her name is Wendy Baker. So I remember he says Wendy Whitebread, and that was a line I wrote because I made her name Baker specifically. So you would have that joke in there. But yeah, a lot of this is ad-libbed. It's just scripted to set it up. And then from there, they just improvise. Like at this point, I think it's improvised.
Yeah.
No, this part is scripted too. This part is scripted.
Take what you want. Go.
Bitch, what'd you say? Did you just say $1,200, bitch? We don't want your fucking money. We don't even want you.
Yeah, this part is scripted to set up trashing the place. Then once they start trashing it, it's bad.
No, son.
Come on.
I remember the next day I came by after your apartment. So many times, like, I would shoot with you, mm-hmm. and I'd leave like, oh my god, I'm glad I'm not part of the team.
Well, at the time, this was my grandmother's apartment. I was living upstairs at the time. This eventually became my apartment.
Yeah.
But this was her place at the time. I think she was in Guyana because it was that summer.
That bathroom got trashed several times.
Yeah.
Apartments got trashed. Like, I don't know how you did it. The cleanup must have been tremendous. But I used to leave and I'd come back, I'd walk out of there like, dude, like, I'm just glad. That's a lot of cleanup out there.
Yeah. You're not finished either.
No, I know.
Trash that bullshit. Garbage. That?
Garbage.
What else?
Worse, son.
What else? Take a look around.
I'll tell you, man, when you shot some scenes, you spared nothing. I mean, people, things just got wrecked.
Now here it is. Steve, do not get into that bedroom, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Carlito, get her in that fucking room. You know what's insane? The rape hasn't even started yet.
No.
All that torture was just set up.
What we wanted it to be debaucherous. Like
we wanted to top I spit on the grave.
He's getting off to this. Yeah, I would.
Jeff
like,
is like, this is making my dick hard.
I listen to people. I hear you. Trust me.
I remember, like, here, I didn't want it to be just sex, because like the sex can only go for so long. But it was the whole experience. It was the debauchery, trashing things, insulting her, making her smoke crack. It was the whole thing that we wanted to get through.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was broken down into several parts to rape was, mm-hmm. so there were like breaks in there. Carlito's a wild dude.
Oh no!
I remember she was repulsed by him.
Yeah.
And even in between takes, he was like started rubbing her nipples, and she was so pissed off at him. I'm like, keep that energy for the film.
There were a couple of scenes when we were done, and she started like punching.
She punched him for real in the movie. Yeah. I'll show you where the punches are because I remember them specifically.
Come on, bitch, get up, bitch.
This is awful.
Relax, big girl. It's a motherfucking Nissan show.
And everything is so protracted, like taking off her pants, taking off her shirt. Everything is like
it's real time.
It's just real time. I'm just adding to it.
I say, yeah, bitch. She ain't local.
This is terrible. You can't make a movie like this anymore. You couldn't make a movie like this back then. What was this?
Oh man, this is number one, man. This is number one. It's my favorite movie.
This is terrible.
Oh god.
Let's see what color you like to be at it.
So we were having the discussion, which is the favorite movie we did. Okay. I want to say that we had the wrong discussion.
Uh-huh.
Is this the favorite movie I've ever seen?
Oh, man.
Oh,
everything's bad. It's just so like technical the way he's doing this shit.
He's dissecting her.
Yeah, it's just every little detail, every little move, every little article of clothing, everything.
Oh man.
Oh, this is bad.
Why did we go this to Lust for Vengeance, man? What the fuck are we thinking?
I don't know.
Use a time machine and just say, Sean, Aswad, only make movies like these moving forward.
No idea. I mean, I think
we went from best to worst in the span of a few months.
Yeah.
The best movie we made to the worst movie we made together.
Mm-hmm. Part of it was that you just had a list of movies and we just picked them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think we hadn't edited this yet. So we really didn't know. Like, we really didn't know.
It would be a long time before we'd edit anything.
Yeah, they were all edited in the sequence. So we didn't know what we had. We didn't even have House of the Damned edited by this point. So it's tough to say.
It's so sad she's begging for help and they're just standing. There's a DVD cover.
But yeah, I mean that was part of it, and that was always something that I said to you. I'm like, Sean, we don't know how any of these movies are going to turn out until they're edited. Mm-hmm. We have no idea. Mm-hmm. And then we shot this, and then we even shot Lust for Vengeance, and nothing had been edited. So there was no way of knowing that this would have come out better than any of them. When I was shooting this, it was all shock and awe. It was just like, yo, this is fucking crazy what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're going to make a movie out of this and put it on the shelf somewhere.
Yeah,
that was my thought process. And then going into Lust for Vengeance, like, I didn't personally know it was going to be better or worse because we didn't even see any. I mean, if we saw the final cut of this, then that may have made a different Lust for Vengeance type movie. Mm-hmm. But having not seen the final cut of any of these, we just went forward with Lust blindly. Mm-hmm. And so, were these movies edited by the time we did Hookers?
Good question.
I don't even know if they were.
I don't remember. Yeah, I think they were. Okay. But I couldn't say
100%. Maybe they were on at the same time.
It's possible. Yeah. Well, actually, so if you remember the timeline, I was editing it when you moved to.
Right.
Do you know when we shot Hookers?
I don't know.
Because I think we were shooting the same. Was it before the unfinished movies we did Hookers?
Hookers is a blur. I really don't remember when we shot that. I know that Lust for Vengeance again was shot like probably early 2003, and then I remember moving. It was like summer of 2003. We hadn't started Hookers yet for sure. I think we probably had Nefra in the fold at that point, but that may have been it. I just don't remember when we shot Hookers.
Nefra was in the fold when you were in State Street.
Yeah, because I was at State, that was the summer. Maybe we were casting for like Bloodbath Island and all that other stuff. So Nefra was around. And then I moved to Underhill and she was still around. But I don't remember like when we started.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Nice motherfucking naked, right, bitch?
But these may not have been edited.
Even
as we started Hookers, because we didn't even start editing right there. You know, it took like another year to get the computer and the software. This is awful.
Oh, Jesus.
This is awful.
It's like a Warhol film. Yeah. It's just gonna stay in this bedroom for the rest of the movie.
I know. It's just being pinned down. Oh man.
Yeah.
So I think this is the second shoot. Because we shot twice for the rape scene.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was the first and last day of shooting, I think, for the rape scene.
Okay.
Yeah, here he hurt her leg. Yeah. He was pressing her leg against the bed.
Fucking take your eye out!
Here she's really pissed at him.
Yeah.
She really is pissed at him.
She's helping out, though.
Yeah.
He's like, you stay down there. Let's just get these back shots in there. This crush me. She hated that. Oh, man.
Hey,
Bitch.
Hey,
this is where she, after he did those back shots, she punched him after.
I think there were three times that she, I mean, she hated when he was sucking the nipples. And I think, like, she was pissed at him for, when she hurt her arm a couple of times. And Carlita hurt her leg. Yeah. You're watching him get fucked up,
too. He's really pulling his hair, too.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the work.
And look, she looks to the side here. I think she's looking at me.
Yeah. You directed this? What kind of movie is this? I'm over here with the camera. Like, oh, shit.
She's pissed off with Jeffrey. He's twisting her arm for a reason. Because they don't really have to hold her down. It's just acting. I think that's what's pissing her off. It's because they're twisting her arm. Like, it's Latino. Tooth or missing tooth?
The missing tooth.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Oh, is that bad?
It's not over.
More to come.
Oh, it's a third of the way down.
Fuck that bitch. Stop talking to this bitch, man.
After that, she just gotta be exhausted. You gotta go with this crackhead.
Yeah. Man, fuck the name shit. Get in that pussy. Right? That hurt. Fuck her, son.
I did want all three of the rapes to be different.
Because
after that Carlita performance, we couldn't have three of those. It would be too much for us. Yeah. They all had to have a different tone to them.
Yeah, at this point, she's just worn out.
Yeah.
And the verbal abuse doesn't stop.
Here's some inspiration, bitch. What about this?
Is she trembling now, too?
Yeah.
No!
It's just bad.
No! Oh,
yeah! It's still alive hanging from his chest.
You didn't do that shit for me, bitch. I like that. I like that freaky shit.
Oh, she spit on him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She like you. That means she like you. That's what that means. That's a blessing. That freak bitch means she like you. That freak shit.
Oh, this is out of here, obviously.
Yeah.
All that spit she spit on you, nigga. Show me you real, nigga. Do that.
She does not want to kiss this bitch. Kissing is the worst.
The snag, you was doing good, but not what the fuck? Bitch ass nigga, snugger come. Motherfucker, snugger come. Motherfucker, snugger come. You's a big man now. Yeah.
She's catatonic at this point.
Yeah. Nigga,
you graduated. Virgin ass nigga graduated. That's it.
It's been so much.
You know what would have ruined this film is if it had shadows like Ace and Scumbag. Because it takes her so long here. Like Ace and Scumbag was real choppy. You could hide that stuff. So we got locked up. We got lucky because this is all handheld. But we lit it in a way where we didn't really get the shadow issue.
You know, at this point, I was still kind of new to this whole thing. It's just maybe luck and draw.
That's what I'm saying. It's luck.
Yeah, it's pure luck.
If we had shadows the way we had with Scumbag and Ace, it would have ruined this.
And I don't know why we did have so many shadows with those two. I mean, what was I not seeing? Interesting.
Yeah.
It may have just been like the minimal lighting or something just caused more of it.
Yeah. Yeah, to avoid the shadows, you really have to control the light so the shadows fall on the side that you're not shooting.
Right.
So here we blasted the light so the shadows fell where we weren't shooting. We didn't really use any lights with those movies, so we couldn't control where the shadows went. Yeah, we made it with fake blood around her genitals so it looked even worse.
Yo, you know what? Do that. Brand that bitch.
After everything they've done, they're going to brand that bitch like a cattle. No! I love her reaction when she sees the iron. Yeah. She suddenly starts screaming even louder. It's such a well-acted movie with the intensity. It has everything Lost didn't have. Intensity, commitment to the role.
And this is like one of the early erectile dysfunction moments in cinematic history.
Yeah.
Come on, Limp Bizkit, motherfucker. Whatever, nigga. What the fuck ever. Limp Bizkit, I will kill this bitch.
This thing happens, man. Mm-hmm. You know, now there's pills and there's Viagra. This is before those times.
Yeah.
The excitement man just got me.
Yo, I don't think she's worthy. Yo, fuck that shit. She ain't ready.
So the dude can't get hard decides to just talk shit. That's real, though. That's real. That's still what's happening.
Well, she wasn't that hot anyway. Like, whatever. shit you make up in your mind as your excuse.
Instead of that, we just use a dildo. I wanted to get as close on her face as possible. Mm-hmm. So I really tried to zero in there. Getting real close here.
Yeah, again, you're lucky. No shadows at all. No, I think the box cover was earlier.
It could have been any of them.
Yeah, that's true. I think the box cover, she had her shirt on. So it was earlier.
Absolutely horrendous.
Did you say absolutely horrendous for the Apple one?
I know.
Having so much fun though. That's the thing.
It's worse than I remember it.
Really?
Yes. It's really bad.
Oh my goodness.
In terms of shooting it, I just didn't. I don't know. It was all a haze. It was just like we just hold the camera and get all this shit in there. You were focusing more on the lines and you know the acting part.
Mm-hmm.
It went by.
I just tried to make sure their intensity was up because they were already coached up so much before we shot.
Yeah.
Like everyone knew what we wanted. It was just a matter of keeping their energies up was my main goal. Because you can know what you're doing, but if you don't have the energy in the scene,
yeah,
it kills it.
For me personally, it seemed like the rape stuff went by very quickly. Like as a camera person, it was like, well, it was wild when it was going on.
Uh-huh.
But
shit.
No. It wasn't like we were doing 3 hours.
Oh shit. Oh, I think that one did hurt.
You boy.
Crackers were cracking.
Wreck in the bathroom. It's humiliation. They're not done.
No.
These guys got a lot of pent up rage.
You say rage, but they don't. Well, Carlito has a rage.
Yeah.
Because
pent up something they had.
The other two just have, well. You had rage too, because you didn't get hard.
Yeah,
I guess you're right. They did have rage.
There was something pent up.
I want to argue with you, but I'm like, no, you're right.
Hugh was just like pent up sexual something.
Yeah.
Carlito was angry. Jeff was just on crack.
Oh, man. Maybe Hugh wished that Carlito was helping him. Maybe that's why he didn't get hurt.
He
was like, oh, man. She wasn't the one I wanted in that scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, he's peeing on her now.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
That better? Bitch.
You heard?
Look a whole lot better now, bitch.
Yeah, I think we were questioning of whether we could get the stream of pee in it or not.
Yeah, we were trying to like puncture a hole in a water bottle. We tried a few different things. They're just like, fuck it, we'll just shoot over our shoulder and just put in the sound or something. I think that's what we settled on. We were trying to put the water bottle in his pants and just hold it above the camera. We tried a few different things before we gave up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I am shocked at the amount of people that didn't realize this was a dream sequence. Because I think I do a camera effect here.
What is a dream sequence? This right here?
No, when she gets her revenge.
Okay, yeah.
Like here she falls, she's knocked out.
Yeah.
And here's where she dreams of the revenge.
Yeah, this is no I spit on your grave. there was no.
You see, I even put in the camera effect. I didn't want to, but I'm like, man, it might be too slow if I didn't put any effect in there. So I'm like, the camera effect and the audio effect, mm-hmm. where their voice start echoing and the post-up and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, they have to know. There's so many people who reviewed this movie that did not know it was a dream at this point.
Yeah. No, we would never allow her to get revenge in a movie like this. It's just
The type of revenge doesn't fit the tone of the movie. The movie's too realistic for an Aspen on your Gave type revenge sequence.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We would just never allow that. There's no, justice in our movies.
So here we had to cut out the rim because Jeff's character was a basketball like hoopy.
Yeah.
Jeff couldn't hit a shot to save his life.
He's the worst basketball.
So we had to just like, if we're ever gonna go home, lower the camera, get the hoop out the shot, and let Jeff just throw the ball around.
He's the worst basketball player I've ever seen.
He's terrible. He could barely even hit the rim. Mm-hmm.
Right back to that schoolyard.
Oh my God. As much shooting as we did in that schoolyard, we almost never got this far into it.
Mm-hmm.
We usually just stopped at the front part.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time the cops showed up while we were shooting there.
Yeah, hope there's no hope.
Yeah, and then the cops were like, hey, you guys really want to shoot here? I hear a lot of shit goes down.
I
remember them saying this, like, it's dangerous, man. You guys being out here like this, you get killed. Mm-hmm. Like, Rob, like, shit goes down here all the time. I was like, really?
I've never seen shit in my life.
Like,
I would do. I'm trying to stop your sequence too.
Yeah.
It's part of their job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when they try to warn you about something, they try to make it seem like it's super dangerous.
Right.
Because they do that to me with the bike a lot. It's like, oh man, you gotta be careful. Someone died here recently. Like, that's the only reason we're giving tickets out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That whole disarming thing they teach them.
Right.
So now you're not thinking about the ticket, you're thinking about, oh, well, they had to do it because
mm-hmm.
someone got killed, bullshit like that they love doing. So another thing that pissed people off is that the death scenes and the revenge sequence is just so short and quick.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was the whole point of it because it wasn't real.
Right.
But it's like, a lot of people were like, oh man, like I had to sit through that long ass rape and when I'm ready to see these guys get killed, these death scenes are so quick. I'm like, that's the fucking point.
Yeah,
it's not real.
It didn't happen.
It's her fantasy, and
mm-hmm.
they're not, you know, they're not going to be protracted, and
right,
you know.
Shit.
So I think in the script that was meant to be like kind of deep. It didn't turn out to be like he was supposed to be seeing the horror that he did to that he did to her.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like metaphorical. That hammer scene almost turned out to be a disaster.
Because
I was telling them before we shot it, don't come anywhere close to his face.
Mm-hmm.
We're shooting it from behind. We can't tell the difference.
Right.
She almost chipped off his tooth when they shot that.
Oh, man.
I was like, are you guys fucking... I was so pissed because I'm like, I told you don't... But we can't tell the difference if it's close to his face or not.
Mm-hmm. Next time, get a fake camera.
I know.
This is how... Her pulling it up like this has to be a dream.
I know. I don't know how people don't get that.
There's no way she's pulling up 190, 100... whatever pounds and there's no way that that little bar in the ceiling was gonna hold it either.
I think it ended up collapsing
probably, so
yeah.
I don't know how we did this. Maybe we just ran onto it and then it broke.
Yeah, it did break though. Gotta have a black guy getting lynched in a movie like this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Oh, this is the one. This is the one everybody's been waiting for. Seems like that same place where he was walking where we shot Scumbag Hustler.
Exact same spot.
The same spot, okay. Mm-hmm.
Castiasco.
Mm-hmm. Bush and Reagan. There's some politics for you.
Who the fuck is it? Yo, Prince, stop fucking around, man.
Tough guy like him, man. Mm-hmm. Hope he wouldn't be scared.
What the fuck is way too much? Fuck y'all, man. It's too late for this bullshit. That niggas need to stop fucking with me, man. I ain't in the mood for this shit. That motherfuckers play too much, man.
I don't remember this scene.
You know? Oh,
shit. Please, baby, take it easy. Take it easy. Please don't fucking kill me.
She looks like she just got raped. She doesn't look like she just killed two other guys. She looks like she's just been through hell.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what I did.
Dear Lord. He apologized. Oh, man.
I love you. As hard as it may be for you, I did it because I love you. I mean, I love you.
This guy is insane, man.
Wild. How can this be reality? How can anybody look at this and this anything real about it? Just a little bit.
I did it because I love you. As hard as this is to believe. Oh my God, talk about abusive relationship.
I know.
I raped you because I loved you.
Sorry, Ike and Tina. Eat the cake. So now he's going to be, you know, all lovey-dovey with her.
Oh God. Oh, geez, I didn't know the kiss lasted this long.
Yeah.
Carlito must have been in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
They're really kissing, too.
Yeah. Now he's going to get it the right way. In a loving way.
Oh, man, they're really making out. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm noticing that they're really tonguing each other down.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just lip pressing.
Not quite. Uh-oh. Now I remember this, yeah.
Again, a real knife. I don't know what we were thinking. Giving her a real knife after all she did through.
No one else, we might have shot this before the rape. I don't
know. No, we didn't. She's after? No, we shot the rape first.
Oh, okay.
Man, she'd probably be like, this is definitely the last scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why do you keep asking me that? Just checking. Kill that motherfucker.
Now she gets up.
Yeah. I don't know how people don't realize. It's so obvious. It's
very obvious. People want there to be revenge more than anything. But yeah.
Her insides are done.
Yeah. Everything. Absolute horror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank God it's over though, right?
Mm. So I knew that we had really hit the jackpot.
At like the screening?
The screening when this happened.
Yeah.
I knew that.
My super supportive cousin.
Yeah. But it was everybody in the room.
Yeah, but I'm saying when we lose him, we lose him. You know,
yeah.
That says a lot when we lose him.
Exactly.
Those thugs did this, didn't. Fucking degenerate. Do you want me to call 911?
What do you think?
I'll tell you the moment.
Sure. But first, do what they for me.
when that happened, everybody at the first screen was like, oh,
oh.
No. Like, really? That was the moment I realized that we had gone We had gone further than we needed to. Mission accomplished.
He probably didn't even get hard.
Yeah. Should have been more to it than that.
Yeah. I think the first guy did more to it than that.
Yeah.
I read all of your books. Followed your whole fucking career. I even went all the way to Ohio for your book signing. Oh, when you step into my house,
the real villain, the big reveal.
But you didn't know who I was.
I'm the one that had the problem.
Yeah, this is villain's speech, too.
This is the big moment.
And you called me an obsessed man, a loser.
What's really gonna happen here?
Who's, he hurt me?
Who's going to jail? Is this gonna, like, what's happening here? This is worse than the Central Park rape. I mean, this is just beyond anything.
I don't
We're looking at the audio of this movie. Usually we got a lot of dogs barking and, like,
yeah.
Especially with just silence here like this.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's like a lot of background noise that'll kill it.
Yeah. I remember, like, early mornings we were shooting a lot too. Like,
yeah.
A couple of early mornings.
Well, we could shoot early morning because all the cast crashed in my house. Yeah. We had everyone sleep in my house, and then we just shot most of it on one weekend.
It was me.
Which is a strategy we should probably use more often.
Yeah.
We only use it that one time.
Yeah.
I try to give you a second chance.
It's like, don't give him a chance to go home and not come back.
Right.
Which was a pretty smart strategy considering it was our second movie.
Right.
You
that was the best way to maximize everything. It's just
to maximize time,
right?
And you don't have to worry about people showing up late, all that shit.
And if you, you know, at least if you have people that are like somewhat cool, most of the staff, you know, the cast here was pretty cool.
Yeah, they were all cool.
So, like, you know,
as much hell as we put Eve through, she was cool because she had to come back for that rape twice.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happened, like, she was still cool to
she
like.
It all up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, for a cast like this, that's a perfect strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Something like Hooker's, that could have been.
That would never happen with Hooker's.
Yeah,
that would have never happened.
That could have been some tough nights.
Yeah. But it just wouldn't have happened, though.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have said yes.
Yeah.
We
could
be really good together. But, you know,
they didn't even want to stay for a day, much less for a week.
I mean, we can still work it out. You're not in a good position right now, but...
She's a sex slave. What do you mean?
You're working out.
Not in a good position.
We have the whole house to ourselves, you know? We have kids. I know you love those little big kids, wouldn't you? You're going to be all right. You know, you'll be fine. I'll take care of you.
Just little things like the Sanka coffee there.
Yeah,
is that even a thing anymore? Just some things like that. You just see him and it just like dates the movie.
That's old school, man. Sanka was like 80s.
That. Well, it was my grandmother's place.
You know,
so.
Get away from all
that was in her Haiti, I guess.
These people don't know shit out here. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. These niggas don't know what it means to have a white woman. Got me a smart one. She
right books. I deserve a white woman.
I think this may have been one of his last scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a random shot we got that worked out perfect for the end. You close in on the Jesus saves, and you also show that they're really alive.
Right.
For people who don't get the fact that they didn't die. And hammers over the fact none of them are dead. They're alive, they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus saves.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, God.